Welcome to the Self-Awareness and Self-Compassion Podcast, formerly known as the Full Spectrum Feeling Podcast. I'm your host, Blaise Schwaller, life coach, mom, and former tattoo artist. I help people heal their past, speak their truth, and love the lives that they're living now. Join me here every week for conversations on how to live an imperfect but fully engaged life that embraces all the feels so that you can stretch into your best life while enjoying the you that's here right now. Hello, friends. This month, we've been talking a lot about raising the bar of the quality of your life. What is it that you expect to have happen in your life? How can we have better expectations? How can we create space for good things to happen and to refill back up with inspiration, with rest, with just the energy that we need in order to do anything? And this week, I want to talk about what do we tolerate? What is your experience of life? And what does that say about where your expectations are at? So we've come at it from like, let's raise our expectations. Let's think about what we could let more of into our lives. Where could we expect things to go better or just assume that life is going to meet us and meet us in a good way? Now, this is coming at it from another angle saying, what is it that I'm currently experiencing? And what does it say about what I allow? What do I allow to keep happening or happen in my life? And am I willing to make a change about it? It's a really powerful question to ask. And it's interesting because I find no matter how good your life is, and I think my life is fantastic, you guys, I love my life. There's always something that I can say, you know, I think I'm ready to not tolerate that anymore. I want it to be better. So whether it's like our bank account or our relationship with our child or just our daily commute, what are we tolerating or how are we experiencing that experience? And what would we prefer we were experiencing? And there's always some contrast there. So I think about, particularly in the relationship with my daughter, like, how do I want that to go? And am I tolerating that I spend too much time on my phone? Instead of saying, am I spending too much time on my phone? I go, well, apparently my tolerance is that I can spend a lot of time on my phone and I'd rather deal with the consequence of that than interact. And that sucks. And I don't like that. And I'm don't want to tolerate that anymore. So then the question is, what do I do about that? How can I create an existence in which I'm just not doing that anymore? But in order to get to the place where I can take the action, I have to notice what is going on and do I like it? Do I want it anymore? And I like starting with what seems to be smaller, simpler things, such as phone. How much am I using my phone? How much am I attached to it? How much am I noticing that it's taking away from my life? And how could I create a life in which I just don't tolerate my phone taking time away from me anymore, where it's just a tool that I use sometimes and not necessarily, you know, the lens through which I view my world and take pictures of my world? I've definitely noticed. I think I'm going to talk about the phone a lot this week, you guys. I've noticed that in my relationship with my daughter, she expects me to have my phone on me all the time. And I went, oh, that must be because I have had it on my person like all the time through her whole life. And she expects me to like whip this thing out and take pictures of her at a whim. And she thinks it's really funny to go scroll through and take a look at them. And I thought, okay, that is fun. And I do like taking these photos and having this connected time with her. But do I want that to be like a bulk of our day? Do I want the phone and taking pictures with the phone to take up more of my life or not? And if it is, if it's currently happening, which it is, then that must mean that that's my baseline. It's what I'm doing. How can I change it? Or what would I like it to change to? So the first thing I thought was, I don't really want to be attached to my phone in a bad way. I want every interaction with my phone to like bring some benefit to my life. So then I had to consider again, I'm like, okay, well, I don't think taking silly photos with my kid is bad. I don't want to do it all the time though. So I have to have like a cap on like, when are we allowed to take silly pictures and how long will I tolerate it before I say, okay, we're done and let's go do something else now. But I'm more aware. I think that's something that happens as you notice a thing that's happening, you notice it more and it becomes more and more apparent to you. When you're not wanting to do it, that you're doing it anyway. And I always think, well, that's good. That discomfort is the first stage of shifting, is noticing that you're uncomfortable and noticing that you want the change. So then what would I rather be doing? In order to make any kind of shift in our life, it's so much easier to fill your time with something new that takes up some space than try to just get rid of something that's already taking time and space. I think we can get caught up thinking like, oh, I'm just going to get rid of this or stop doing something, and then we find it extremely difficult. And I think this is because when you let go of something, you're faced with that long, blank stillness, and we don't like it. We find it so uncomfortable. And if we haven't already thought of what we want to put into that time, what we want to put into that space, what we want to fill that container with, we just go right back to whatever we were doing already anyway. It sucks, but it is how we work. And so I have to think, how am I going to spend my time with my daughter if we're not playing games on our phone or taking pictures of each other and doing silly things? If I'm not setting alarms for myself, or if I'm not using it as like the one filter through which I'm communicating with clients, how do I want my interactions to be? So it's made me have to make a choice in my personal life and in my business. How do I want to level up, and what's the next level of me? Where do I have better boundaries than I currently have? And then what do I do in the new time and space? Because it shifts things on both ends, right? So if I decide that I'm using my phone for my business, where is that business boundary? Do I leave the phone at a certain hour in the day and say no more and set it aside? Do I have it across the room, or only at this point is it allowed to give me like my notifications for alarms that I've set for myself personally? How do I want to set that up? Or do I want to give it up entirely? I don't really know. Still making that decision. But on the other end, it's how do I then have to shift what I'm doing during my workday or during my personal life so that other activities take up that space? The things that I was using my phone for, is there another way for me to do it? Is it better for me to just move most of my business onto the computer? How can I set up a better boundary where I know clearly what I'm doing and what my expectation of myself is? So yeah, it's interesting. We have our set ways of doing things, and then it becomes a routine and it becomes automatic. And then we don't think about it anymore. And it's so easy to just get caught on automatic and be a zombie and like wake up and do the same thing that you did yesterday and then pick up the same device and follow the same routine and get caught in a loop. I'm becoming much more deliberate about what I want to even allow to take up my time and space. So here's an example with social media. Now, I've been really good about pretty much eliminating like Instagram and things that I wasn't using that much in the first place, because I noticed I wasn't producing anything there. I wasn't really interacting with anyone there. I was really using it for mindless scrolling. And, you know, I would say, oh, it's like inspiration, it's artwork, it's nice. But honestly, it wasn't contributing much to my life. It wasn't making me into a better artist. It wasn't inspiring me to actually go do anything. It would just take up minutes and then hours of nothingness. Like at the end, I had nothing for it. So those got put in a little folder on my phone so that they'd be like one step harder to get into. And that helped me for apps that I wasn't that in love with. Now, Facebook, I was more attached to, and I was attached in part because I felt like it had to be a part of my business model. And I can talk more about that in another podcast about like when is social media appropriate for your business and in what capacity. But I've noticed that my phase of my business right now, having massive ad campaigns and things that I was working on that I thought I had to be assessing all the time and interacting with all the time, that's not the phase that I'm actually in. And when it is, it won't be my work. It'll be part of my company's work, not me personally. And so I need to retire it. And yet, because it was there and it was something to do, I could just hop in and then see like, oh, hey, you know, my friend posted, this one's doing inspirational stuff for their business. And I let myself get kind of tricked into believing that it was serving me in some way, but it actually isn't. It just isn't, to be honest. I'm not getting a whole heap of actual interactions with my friends. I get better interactions with my friends if I actually like text them or call them or go out with them. And so I've hit another choice point where I'm like, oh, am I going to keep that app on my phone, or do I want to make it even more hard for myself to get sucked in? And I think I'm just going to delete it. So today I actually pressed the delete button and off it goes. It's not on my phone anymore. Oh my God. And if I want to check anything there, I'm going to have to use my computer and be deliberate about it. Fascinating, right? I don't know exactly how I'm going to handle that shift, but my tolerance for filling my day up with like hurting my thumbs and hurting my neck and just being sucked into a phone, like I don't want to be a person who does that anymore. So something has to change. So what am I going to do to fill up the time that I would normally scroll? So then I have to ask myself uncomfortable questions. When am I doing it? Why am I doing it? What is the emotional need that isn't getting met or that I'm trying to avoid? The emotion that I'm trying to avoid is more to the point. When I'm getting on that phone, when I'm hopping into social media, what am I looking for? And I think it's that it's very easy to do if I'm bored. It's easy to do if I come downstairs and maybe like the family's sitting around and there's a TV show on that I don't want to watch. And I'm like, that's not really that entertaining. I'll just do this so I'm a little more entertained. And I think the key part there is that I'm only a little more entertained. I'm not actually entertained. I just feel like maybe I am. And it gives me slightly more of a good feeling than, I guess, watching Bluey on repeat for like the 500th time, the same episode. And that's fine. It's just where I'm at in life. So what could I do instead? And I've had to really think about, God, what was life like before I had this massive smartphone? When a phone was just a phone, when I wasn't expecting to have an easy out all the time, where I could always just like look at something and pretend I was busy and not have to interact with people, or I could hop in and just like play a little game. And I've noticed that the steps that I've taken is to download games that have time limits or like let me play 5 rounds and they're about 2 minutes each. And then I have to like go do something else because it's refilling and I'm never going to pay money for these games to keep playing, except then I just come back. I come back later to play another 5 minutes. I come back later to play another 5 minutes. And I'm like, man, if I added all that up, that could be a half an hour, 45 minutes of my day doing nothing, leveling up in Evo Pop or whatever the heck I've downloaded. And I don't want to do that. I could be drawing a picture. I could be working on my business. I could be going for a walk outside or gardening. I could be doing so many things that I fantasize about or think about sometimes, but I don't find myself actually putting on my shoes and going outside as much as I would like to. The good news is I already have some habits that can take that space. So one of them is the walking and trying to fit in more time and space to get outside and walk, particularly right now as the weather gets warmer and it's easier to get out there. That's something that I can fill in that I know I do already, that I know is satisfying, and I might as well just do in a smaller chunk if I was going to kind of do nothing anyway. And then I have to be honest with myself and recognize like, man, I've been tolerating doing something that's not deeply emotionally satisfying like a lot. It took a lot of my time, so much. It's embarrassing, but I feel comfortable sharing with you because I know we all do it. I know I am not alone. And I know that my struggle with setting it aside is shared by probably everyone here listening. And there's like the back and forth emotional feeling of, but I use my phone for podcasts, but I use my phone to talk to my friends, but I use my phone to connect. And I think that's where it gets us, right? Is like it has these really beautiful, amazing, wonderful things. And then it has like its shadow dark side, where it also just sucks you in and tries to make you addicted to it, where you can't put it down and that you use it all the time for everything. I have to stop myself and question, like, what am I capable of? That's a great question to ask yourself. What am I capable of if I give myself the space to do a thing? I'm remembering a moment from being a teenager, being addicted to my TV shows, and just back then, you had TV and commercials and stuff only aired on the night it aired, and that was it. And if you didn't watch it, then you didn't see it. And I remember getting so angry that I got interrupted while I was trying to watch one of my shows one night. And I was like, oh, that's it. You've ruined it. Like, my whole entertainment is fucked now. And like, I got unreasonably angry. I noticed it. And I thought, you know what? You're watching a show and you enjoy watching it because the person on it is like out living a life. She's out socializing. She's out like making things happen and fighting demons and whatever is going on. But like, she's not sitting around watching TV. I'm not taking time out of my life to watch someone sit and watch TV. And here I am in my life sitting around watching TV and not out living it. And I'm outraged that someone interrupted my TV show. I don't want to be that person. And that was about when it just was a very fast, quick shift where I was like, wow, that was disappointing. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that upset because I missed a TV show. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Go live your life and be the hero that you want to watch on TV. So I started, actually, I just kind of gave it up. Like, I still watched my show. I took it with a little bit of a laugh if I got interrupted and went, wow, I am unreasonably annoyed at being interrupted. I find it disrespectful, but it's okay. And when I went off to college and I like moved out for the first time, I didn't have cable. I didn't use my TV other than if I rented a movie specifically to watch a movie, then I would get a movie and watch it. And that's kind of stuck through my life where I'm like, TV is cool and it's fun, but it's not that important. I don't need to watch it all the time. I don't need to care that much if it gets interrupted. It's probably a sign that I should go out and do something with actual human people, creatures that are in my life. Play with my pets, go outside, breathe some air, interact. It would be better for me. So it's interesting. I think we can use these moments to recognize that your whole self-concept can change when you recognize that you don't want to tolerate a level of disconnection or a level of addiction or whatever it is in your life that you've been okay with up until now, or you just haven't been sure what else to do. So let's talk about that. I think so much of us not changing our level of goodness in our life, our level of expectation, our level of tolerance has to do with becoming comfortable, because that's normal. Like, we all want to turn our brain off and just get into a routine, but it's about not knowing what our alternatives are or not recognizing that that's possible. I think we don't know what we'll do if we stop doing the thing. It's like scary and very intimidating, even when it's as small as like, I would gain 5 minutes. I would gain 15 minutes right now. And we're like, dear God, what the hell would I do with these 15 minutes? So then this is what happens in my brain. It goes, oh no, 15 minutes isn't enough time to do anything. So I might as well just plug into this really boring game. I should play it because it's something I can do in 15 minutes and feel like it's done. Now, here's the interesting thing that's happening there is that for me, it feels good to play a game that I know will be done in 15 minutes because I know what's going to happen. And I think that's what's rewarding to our brain is that we, even if we don't like what we've chosen, if we know what's going to happen, there is a reward just inherently in there. And we're like, yay, bing, 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 lights go off, like happy little chemicals happen in our brain. If I go in the game and I play for 5 minutes and I know how it goes, if I win the game, then like there was a beginning, a middle, and end. There's a reward at the end. I know that I did it. It's complete. And I feel like I've accomplished something. Did I accomplish anything like substantial? No, it's just a thought. It's just like a chemical firing process in my brain. And yay, my thumbs got a workout. Congratulations, Blaze. But that is what's happening. So when I look at it that way and go, oh, okay, I'm looking for something that is rewarding. And I feel like I can't get that through anything else. Interesting. Is that really true? And I go, no, there's plenty of things that will feel rewarding. I could take 5 minutes and wash my face and like smell a flower. That actually would be pretty rewarding and probably better than like playing a silly game on my phone. Okay, great. But something that's going to help me get through this is coming up with not just one, but like 1,000 little tiny things that can fill up small, small periods of time. So that I don't have the excuse anymore, and I don't believe, that's the more important part, that I don't believe anymore that there's nothing worthwhile doing for 5 minutes. There's nothing worthwhile doing for 15 minutes. There's nothing that I won't be angry if I'm interrupted after 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. Because that's the excuse that I've used. The excuse is if I get involved in anything, I'm just going to get interrupted and have to do something else anyway. So why even get started? And I'm saying no to that anymore. I don't want to tolerate that thought anymore. I don't want to be a person who believes that because it's limiting me. It's limiting me from experiences that I don't even know that I'm going to have. It's limiting me from just enjoyment of actual concrete physical reality, like in my world. I could accomplish a lot in 5 to 15 minutes. Like, I could get up, move around, like clean a shelf in 5 or 10 minutes. It doesn't need to take my whole day. I could just do one. And that is small, but they add up. If every time I was going to pick up my phone and play Evopop, I went, oh, it must be time to just like clean this table or move this thing. My house would be dusted, y'all. Like, everything would be beautiful because there's so many times that I just am not engaging with my actual surroundings because instead I'm engaging with this ridiculous electronic phone. What am I doing? So I apologize if I've made you all go like, oh my God, my phone is evil. Like, that wasn't really my intention today. This was just my avenue to discuss this, to say like, there are lots of things in our lives that we could question if it's like what we really want to do, and to notice like, if we're doing it, if that is what we're doing, that is what we're tolerating. Do we want to tolerate it anymore? I give you all of the encouragement and kudos in the world if you decide to tackle one of those, any of them today, and say, I just don't want to tolerate that anymore, and go through the process of breaking down, okay, well then what might I be able to do instead? What could I replace this with? These are great questions to ask, what would the person that I am be like a week later not doing this thing? What would I be a month later from now not doing this thing? What could I possibly have discovered or tried or just become if I replace this thing with something else? There's probably so much. There's so much that you could be doing, like challenges. I'm even thinking in that silly example I just gave of like, wow, if I just said, oh, I was going to play Evopop, instead I'm going to get up and just like dust my desk. And every time I'd go dust another area of my house. I'm not joking. Like, I would get exercise. It's not even just that my house is cleaner and dusted. It's that I moved around and I'm probably like not going to be in as much pain as I currently am. So it's little things that add up like that, that also you can find to be really motivating about the changes that you're making. When I think like, oh, instead of just disintegrating into my phone or disappearing there, eventually, like, I would get angry that people around me aren't engaging and that they're on their phone. I might actually demand demand that they raise up to like actually interacting with me in life or with my kid. I might say, hey, we're not doing that right now, and help my kid not be as addicted to a phone that she doesn't even really have yet. The amount of games that we could play, like if I want to play a game on my phone, could I play a game with her in real life? Oh my God. Yes, I can. And if I'm not, am I just uncomfortable? Is it just because I haven't done it before? Is it that I'm allowing that if she's occupied with something else, I should just not occupy myself with something I would find more nourishing? I have a lot of questions, and I think that's probably a good thing. And so I'm going to wrap this one up just by saying that no matter what we're thinking about and contemplating filling that time with, just asking your questions about what would be a more positive use of my time. What would I really look back and appreciate that I chose? What if I made a conscious choice around this? Even if I fail, like, because I fail a lot, I'm not going to lie. Like, how can I get back on the horse? How can I re-engage with my new identity, right, as someone who's not going to deal with this? Because I think as we keep re-choosing it, that is when it becomes your new identity. That's when it becomes easier, because you've made the choice many times consciously to say no to something or say yes to something else. I'm a huge fan of saying yes to something. Keep saying yes to the things that you want and allow the things that you don't want to fall away. It's natural. It's normal. It's great. Keep evolving. Keep being you. Find your happy. Yeah. I hope that you have a marvelous week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any insights or inspirations about ways to redirect yourself and make transitions like this easier, make the experience of choosing something simultaneously better / harder for yourself than what you've currently been doing, I want to hear about it. Please reach out to me. Send me an email. Send me like a little voice zap. Whatever you want to do. You know where to find me. Go to blazeschwaller.com or coachwithblaze.com and send me an email. Have a fantastic time, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for joining me. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with someone you love, and leave us a review. You can learn more and get some self-compassion tips and tricks by visiting coachwithblaze.com, where you can sign up to get my free booklet on overcoming anxiety, overwhelm, exhaustion, and burnout. I'm sending you so much appreciation and love, and I'll see you next time.